Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about God's call to be strong and courageous. We will be right back with a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Be Strong and Courageous by Amanda Eidelman. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God gave Joshua this command as he was being called to take a huge leap of faith. Moses had died and the Israelites had not yet made it to the Promised Land. Joshua had spent many years as Moses' assistant, but now had to step up to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan. Joshua was commanded to have boldness by God. God's words to Joshua actually highlight his weakness. They point to Joshua's need for strength, bravery, confidence, and faith through this unsure time. God graciously spoke directly to Joshua's inner fears. This mighty leader needed encouragement. In order for Joshua and the Israelites to make it to the Promised Land, they had to physically walk forward into a new place. It's then that the people were able to experience the fulfilled promise of God. Breakthrough requires a step of faith. Sometimes it's physically moving from one place to another. Other times, it's doing the work to find healing through counseling or through forgiveness. It can be a stretching gift. It's saying yes to the unknown, even when you're afraid, because you know the Holy Spirit is leading you forward. You trust Him with the outcome. In order to see God's plans come to pass in our lives, we have to be willing to partner with Him. It's those bold steps of faith that God uses to bring heaven down to earth. Thankfully, God promises to be with us every step of the sometimes very scary way. His word says in Joshua 1:5, I will not leave you nor forsake you. You are never alone out on that limb. Without those faith-stretching moments that propel us forward, we may never get the chance to see the fullness of what God has for us in our lives. God promises to be with us, but He doesn't promise that things will be easy. I like to call these trust falls into God's arms our sloppy starts. We don't have to have all the answers, yet we enthusiastically lunge towards God's best for our lives. God may be asking you to embrace a sloppy start in order to get unstuck in your spiritual life. God doesn't require perfection for Him to move in our lives, but He does ask us to present ourselves to Him as a living sacrifice for His will to be done. Notice that in this passage from Joshua, God doesn't say, move forward, Joshua, and I promise that everything will work out perfectly. God's commands were aimed at Joshua's character. He knew the strength Joshua needed to be faithful to God's plan. Are you waiting for God to tell you the end result before beginning? As people, we want assurances. We are willing to act if we know what we are getting. God usually does not work this way. He tells us how to be. He may even show us how to start, but he usually doesn't tell us what's going to come. This can make being a Christ follower very frustrating. We feel God moving us towards a new direction for our lives, but our fear holds us back because our minds, the fear of failure, is something that keeps us from moving forward. Yet we serve a God that calls us to be faith-filled, not successful. The goal is to get to the end of our lives and hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," Matthew 25:23. Not "way to go, you won at life, you made the money and enjoyed success." Living a life with faithfulness as the goal and not success as our primary goal is radical. Intersecting faith and life. Where in your life is God asking you to take a step of faith? What is holding you back from entering his promised land for your life? How has God asked you to be strong and courageous in the midst of so many scary unknowns? Write a list of how God is speaking to you about these things. Pray over it and begin to take one step forward towards God's best for your life with his help. Further reading, Joshua 1, 30 Bible verses to live by faith. What did God mean, be strong and courageous?
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.